Gloucester History Festival.
Beams in the Blackfriars were donated by Henry III. And
I mean, there's so much great stuff that goes on here. If anyone's not been to Gloucester History Festival.
The Gloucester History Festival special series on History with Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the History of Jackson podcast. Today we're joined by Jeremy Bowen. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Well, it's great. Great to be here in Gloucester too at the History Festival.
Oh, it's been a great festival so far. But the first question I want to ask you, your talk was so great, but what inspired you to write your book and do your talk?
Well, I'll tell you, the book itself, over the years of reporting the Middle East, a lot of people have said to me, is there just one book I can pick up? And because I'd love to know more about this, but I didn't do Middle East studies at university. And so, you know, these are intelligent people who wanted to know more. And I would always say, look, there are libraries full of the most erudite books you can imagine about the Middle East. But a lot of them are rather specialized. So I could never recommend a book, just one book you could pick up. So I thought, you know, what the hell, I'll write it. So this is, I hope, the book that you can pick up. And if you know something about it, get some illumination, because I suppose if I've got any selling point, it's the fact that a lot of things I've written about I actually saw for myself over the years. And I think, hopefully, for people who really want to try and know a bit more about what's happening, this is one way of helping to understand.
It's almost a primary chronicle. An eyewitness account.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
So, in terms of your experience across the Middle East, what has been the single most influential event on your life and your career?
That's interesting. I mean, living in Jerusalem is one thing, because I lived there for 5 years in the 1990s, and I understood then that actually everything is politicized there and everything is about the conflict. It's about lots of other things too, but at root of so many things, it's the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. So that was a very important lesson. I think in terms of the Middle East, the first Gulf War, when I was in Baghdad, when as a young journalist, I was only just turned 31, I think. And that for me was very important, because it actually showed me that Western interference in the region is generally not a positive thing, and it wasn't then, and it continues in the main not to be.
And how has that, those lessons and those influential events, shaped how you see and look at conflicts in the region today?
Well, I mean, as a journalist, I've learned that what is very important are using your own eyes and your own ears, trying to get there and talk to people and understand for yourself. That's one thing. And I think that I've also learned that, you know, it's a tremendous region. It's so replete with history, culture, food, if you're fortunate enough to have it. And unfortunately, though, there are some deep and long-lasting conflicts and fault lines in the region, which Western countries have helped broaden through their ill-judged interference in the place, and the fact that the way that those conflicts are unresolved makes life for many people very difficult.
And I think it's really interesting how you, within that answer, you're talking about everyday items for people, their foods, their culture, their history. But within your talk, you've just gave us an awful lot of context about the region. How important is it for everyday audiences to learn about that context?
Well, I think, you know, you can get by in life and not learn about things, but I think that if you want to really understand what's going on the news, then, you know, a little bit of homework doesn't hurt. And if you can do it in a way that's painless and interesting, so much the better.
And I think that's a lovely way to look at how we can improve our knowledge of the events.
Now, history's important, yeah.
I've got a final fun question for you about the festival here today.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in England only for 36. Is it 36
well,
hours
I arrived
so
back
far?
At midnight, actually, and now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
So you've only been back in England for a few hours, Gloucester History Festival for just over an hour. What has been your favourite thing about the festival that you've seen, heard so far today?
Tremendous welcome, great people, and an absolutely stunning venue.
That's a great answer. And then where can people grab your book?
All good websites and bookshops. It's available. It's out there.